K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Coming to you on this Tuesday, the 25th of March, 2025. First time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Getting straight on into it, women's basketball. I know I'll come back to women's. I'll have to record the golf episode later on. But anyways, K-State women's basketball into the Sweet 16, and they will play USC, the number one seed. But huge news last night. Very unfortunate. And me and Alex also last night recorded the bonus week, this week's bonus content. So that will be up also tonight as well over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast for that as well. So make sure you go ahead and also subscribe to my channel on the Podbean app. But Juju Watkins, unfortunately, will not be available for the Sweet 16 game against K-State or any of the rest of the game, any of the rest of the tournament, if they get past Kansas State or K-State Cats, of course. Torn ACL, done for the rest of the tournament, obviously. So sad. So, and me and I have touched on this toward the end of this episode. I didn't get the news at all until, well, not officially anyways, but Alex said something toward the end of the episode. Juju went down with the knee, and she looked in pain. And when I got home last night, saw what happened, didn't look good. Such a shame. Such a shame. Not only for her, not for this Matt. Ayoka Lee, Juju Watkins. Dang, that would have been something, dog. I'm telling you, that would have been something to watch. But instead, Juju out. Obviously, one of the top three, if not probably the best player. Of course, we got a great player, too. Top three, top four, as well in Ayoka Lee. But for Juju Watkins to go down, huge hit for the U.S. for that team, obviously. Huge story, but did not seem to shake that team. Still a lot of talent. And Kiki, I heard that game too much last night. She took over that game. She's single-handedly. Juju went down. Okay, I'm going to take over this game. She really took over. And they just ran all over Mississippi State. So, obviously, this was going to be a hard-ass game anyway. It's still going to be a hard-ass game. Because the fact, look. I said it over on the podcast over there. I'm not trying to spoil all of it because you're going to have to go and listen to it. This is toward the end of it anyways. I'm like, damn. Obviously, you know, K-State, they had challenges anyway going in because if we somehow, and just watching USC last night, I'm going to underestimate their size a little bit, but I only saw USC once, and now it's getting when USC played UConn, then when USC just manhandled UConn in that game, but early in the season, and if USC is going to get to UConn, they got to go through us first to do that. But already, you win against a team of size in Kentucky, Imano, and it looks like Kiki going to take him upon herself. We got some athletes over there too now. Kiki's going to take him upon herself, take over. And apparently, their coach pretty damn good too. And I don't know a whole lot about USC other than Juju Watkins until last night watching them just destroy Mississippi State. I don't know what the I'm not going to go to the final score. That don't matter. That doesn't matter because K-State, that what matters, right? K-State, Yoki, and whoever draws. Well, now, I mean, unfortunately, you know, unfortunately, Juju's not going to be on the court. So, at least when you look at it on the positive side of K-State, that's one less. That's a huge threat loss. But again, Juju's was going to get hers anyway. But now, with this, you're going to deal with a much more motivated USC Trojan team now. And after that, like, holy hell, this team. This is why they're 29-3 for a reason, in number one seed for a reason. This is why they beat up a UConn for a reason. So much talent. I've never heard of USC until Juju Watkins came onto this team last year and really elevated this team. I didn't know USC was this damn good in basketball. Right? So I have definitely much more respect for this Trojan team heading into this matchup. Obviously, what really struck out to me was, maybe the TV was a little small. I don't know. But the size, the size and length. So you can't get away with that. Apparently, so, yeah. What K-State did, I'm trying to appreciate really and gas in this run, because look, I think Mississippi State, there, this mismatch. They're small. They had no size. They play little compared to USC. Damn. So, but I think K-State got a little bit more size, and especially around the perimeter. Obviously, Yoki, Kiki, now, and then what happened with that matchup? I think that by itself is a nightmare. Kiki, she just took over that game last night. I think at one point in that third quarter, she scored like 10, 20, 12 points in a row. Mississippi State had no answer. So I think, Jeff Mini, you already had an issue with trying to game plan. How are you going to slow down Juju? Now the unfortunate news of Juju being out for the rest of the tournament. And my gosh, I don't know how long she's going to be out going into next year, because obviously she brings a lot to the table. Obviously, she's so versatile. The knock on her last year is she was a one-handed player, and now she's working on her game. Hearing from that from Matt Barnes on the All Smoke podcast, good podcast, a basketball podcast with Stack and them boys. Just hearing about it, and look, she's a lot more versatile. And that's what eliminated USC last year. And they're much more dangerous. And I had a lot more respect after seeing what they did blitzing Mississippi State last night in their round of 32 matchup. Now, Jeff Mini is going to have to say, look, I have confidence. They don't have a game plan going in there now. That's a huge weapon that you don't have to worry. On the flip side of that, for K-State, you don't have to worry about that. Now, what I'm really fascinated to see how Jeff Mini and the coach staff having the game plan, but you have to game plan. If I'm Jeff Mini, you got a game plan for Kiki. Because she took that thing over. And that's the thing I worry about with Georgia Amore, with Kentucky. I think it's going to be the same thing. You have to slow her down. Make somebody else beat you. Other than Kiki, may somebody else beat you than that, right? And obviously, you have Yoki on the floor. Can't have her in foul trouble. You see, you can't have Yoki in foul trouble. That's already some of the keys to this matchup there as well. You have so much momentum. And for K-State, for our cast, it's the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State. Taking a brief look at USC, the number one seed, is the 1-5 matchup. K-State in the Sweet 16. Going up against the USC Trojans, unfortunately, without USC's best player in the nation's one of the nation's best players. On top of that, this was going to be a high flying matchup with Watkins and Lee. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that with the sad news. Juju Watkins torn ACL, done for the rest of the tournament. And for K-State, looking on the flip side of that, huge break. Unfortunately, I hate putting it that way, but I mean, unfortunately, sometimes that's the way the straw goes. We see injuries on it all the time, and we know this. And me and Alex has touched on this in the episode. We all hear it on the Podbean app with Yoki. I mean, Yoki brings so much to K-State, and we've seen it all throughout Yoki's tenure. Here in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So, it is what it is. And USC responded huge. And our girls, they're going to be ready to play, obviously, with a chip that we can win without her. And they already proved it, proven that there. But I think K-State needs to be ready to play, and I think they will. I think they will. They, at this point, you made it to Sweet 16. You are playing with house money. You have a huge opportunity in front of you there to get to the Elite Eight. So there's a lot going on there, and very anxious to kind of get, look for, and kind of, I'm gonna kind of go back and watch that rest, kind of the peek through the rest of that Mississippi State game some more. But yeah, so that's what K-State's next opponent is, the women's basketball team. Sweet 16 action Saturday. I don't know the time. I'll probably get that today there as well. But the huge story with this matchup, USC Trojans will be out with no Juju Watkins for the rest of the tournament. And obviously, that's going to be going and translating into next year too. Done for the rest of the tournament. Suffered a terrible, terrible injury last night. Torn ACL, done. K-State now will have to play. But they still got to play with that talented team. So no rest. No rest for K-State, for our ladies. No rest. You got to try to take down the number one seed in the region, in the Spokane Regional, four regional, against number one seed USC on Saturday at some point. It's probably going to be a late afternoon game, and I'm probably going to end up missing this game. Damn it! Because I'm going to be at a Royals game with several friends. So there's that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found Freedom Bell Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content number one. Make sure, if you have not already, please subscribe to Pearl Project Podcast. We post K-State content daily. I mean daily, folks. So make sure you get on top of that. And also, number two, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. We appreciate your support, continued support of this K-State podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, your K-State Wildcats, every single day, including the weekend. Yes, sir. That's going to wrap things up on this women's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Pearl Project Podcast. We'll be talking more K-State women's basketball, of course, throughout the rest of the week leading up to the Sweet 16 matchup with number one seed USC. Go Cats.